You're listening to TalkZone.com. Internet Talk Radio.
TalkZone.com.
Let's get back to Barely Legal. Once again, here's Robin Earl and David Spada.
Okay, the dynamic duo is back. The Barely Legal Show. I'm Robin Earl, former fullback tight end for the Chicago Bears, and of course my attorney and good friend David Spada.
Those last two guys are like a sales pitch. One was selling the nutritional supplements. The other guy's selling translating the website.
Hey, nothing wrong with a little PR once in a while, man.
No, I'm the only one not selling.
Are you kidding me? Attorneys, that's all they do is promote. Because what do you think we're going to be doing out at the Slaughter game this Saturday?
You're right. We're going to be at the Slaughter game on Saturday night at 7 o'clock. The game starts. We'll be out there about 5:30, giving out some travel mugs. They have some score mugs left, giving out some. I should have the Cubs Sox schedules in and giving out some information on Liberty.
You gave me the disc to get my picture reproduced. I've been kind of, yesterday I was filled pack, heading to Lyle was pressing. His classes run from 9:30 in the morning, then he takes a couple hour break all the way till 9 o'clock at night.
Not so, like when you went to college.
Oh, no, of course not. I had tutors. What the heck? But,
your tutors never did your homework.
But anyway, we'll be out at the Slaughter game and that's at the,
Sears Center.
Sears
Hoffman
Center
States.
Out in Hoffman Estates. Who do they play this week?
They play the team from Alaska.
Alaska? Man, that's a long road trip. Are they coming by Eskimo bus?
I don't know what they're coming. I think Sarah Palin's husband's got him on the back of the dog sled.
Oh, my goodness. And you know what? I could just see Mongo, Steve McMichael's head coach of the Slaughter, getting ready to prepare for this game because they're 0-2.
0-3. They lost last week when I was at the game.
They're 0-3
right now?
They're
0-3. They could have tied the game with 30 seconds left. They missed an extra point, and he had to be fuming because they lost other talent. Their star receiver Morgan went to back to the Arena League.
Right.
Russ Micton's back with the Arena League. Bobby Scipio's back with the Arena League. So they lost everybody. And what was sad is Jared Payton got the ball four times on goal line situations last week on two different possessions. Mm-hmm. He could not get in the end zone.
Wow.
It's not like the old man would leaping over the huddle. He could not break it. I feel so leaping over the line.
Yeah, boy, that was one of Walter's greatest features was the Walter leap, man.
They never stopped him at it.
Could never stop it. Well, because he jumped up in the air about 10 feet. How are you supposed to stop that?
Were you ever blocking from some of those goal line things back in 77?
Of course. 77, 78, 79 when I was playing fullback with him. I mean, you just pound in there, and hopefully what you're trying to do is either cut the knees of a D lineman or get the linebacker so he's gonna get his hands down, because when you hit a guy, he wants to put his hands there, protect himself, so you get the hands down so that they can't, grab him while he was up in the air that way.
But this new overtime rule they were talking about that got passed yesterday, I mean, it's gonna be interesting, but it's only in the postseason, and the team that has the ball first, if they kick a field goal, the other team has a chance to match. If they kick a field goal, the game gets extended. If they get a touchdown, they win. If the team that gets the ball first gets a touchdown, the game's over.
Okay, so let's back up and spell this out. Okay, so they get the opening kickoff.
Right.
Okay, and let's say they march, and they score a touchdown, game over.
Game's over.
Because they won by six.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, let's say they get the ball and they can only muster up a field goal. They have to kick off to the other team, and that team has a chance to either tie or win it with a touchdown.
Exactly.
Correct? Now, what if they tie it up 3-3? What happens next?
Then it's basically the first team to score wins.
Okay.
But here's the problem I heard this morning. Say both teams kick a field goal, and then one of the teams gets a touchdown. Then what happens is they win by six, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, let's take this situation here. They both kick field goals.
Okay.
The other team doesn't score.
Okay.
And then the other team gets a touchdown. They win by nine. You're going to play all kinds of games with the point spread.
Wow.
So, say, take the Bears. The Bears basically kick a field goal. Packers then match with the field goal.
Okay.
Bears don't score the next possession. Packers get a touchdown. Packers win by nine.
No, they win by six. It's 3-3, and they score a touchdown. Make it six.
Oh, they were talking about this on the radio this morning.
You had too much.
Okay, Dave, cut that last 2 minutes out of our defense.
You had too much court today. Hey, another scenario. Got the people win the coin toss. What if he takes it all back for a touchdown? Game over? or does the other team get a chance?
No, it's by six. They win the game with
a touchdown. So really, the team, if, you know, very rarely does it happen, but it happens. And then I'd have to look up online here to see how many games in 2009 actually went in overtime. A few.
There has to be probably, you figure.
A couple dozen, maybe.
One every other week, so maybe.
Yeah. So now.
Maybe 8 to 12.
The owners voted, and it was kind of interesting listening to Molly and Hanley this morning on the score, that the owners were kind of talking about it to get it approved because the coaches don't like it. Why, do you think? Why wouldn't the coaches like this format? At least it gives them a better opportunity to balance it out a little bit. And one of the four votes that was nay was the Saints, New Orleans Saints.
A lot of people are against change. It's been this way, the overtime, for years, and they don't want to change it. But here's the thing. Why don't they change it during the regular season, too? Because, again, this could be – say you take a team that's playing for the playoffs – 16th game of the year, it ends up they lose by 3 points because the other team on the first possession gets a field goal, and they're saying, well, this costs us a chance in the playoffs. So you're going to have some playoff implications.
Yeah, well, you know what? I mean, Roger Riddell did a good job lobbying to get this thing approved, but why is it only for the playoffs, man? Get it in the regular season, too, for crying out loud. I mean, because you don't want any ties and all that crap. I guess there'll never be a tie. Right? Because in the NFL, in the regular season right now, the rule stands that if no one scores after one quarter,
it's a tie. It's same a tie. Thing now. You could have both teams not score in the overtime, or both teams get the field goals on the first possession and not score again. So you could still have the tie.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a better idea. Why didn't they just, whoever's got the ball at the end of the game gets the ball first in overtime. If they score, they win. Just extend the game out like that. So at the end of the game, the Bears are driving. All of a sudden, rather than try to kick a 55-yard field goal, they get the ball in overtime, and they have a chance to basically win the game with the field goal.
Yeah, that suggestion got brought up, too. But you know what? I don't know. I like that sense of urgency. I mean, that's where you get those inside of 2 minutes playing and so forth, the sense of urgency. You need to go win it, no question. But obviously, if you know it's going to be going into overtime and you're in your back of your back of your end zone or something like that, obviously you want to protect the ball, maybe punt it out of there. But I just think that whatever rule they accept and document, damn it, get it into the regular season too, not just overtime. Okay. All right. I think we kind of, went over that pretty good. Was there any other rules things going on? Or, there's still this collective bargain agreement hanging over everyone's head. And I hear there's just not hardly any budge going on with that. I mean, these owners and these players, man, they've got this billion-dollar industry. I mean, just huge. And I'm just afraid that, someone somewhere is going to screw it up. They're not going to get this thing put
together. The owners want to strike because they think that these players live paycheck to paycheck, and that the longer the players are out, they're going to buckle and do whatever the NFL wants. Or the NFL will just bring the scab players back, and they figure, listen, we'll bring scab players back for the first 4 or 8 weeks of the season, and then the players will see, listen, this league's going to go on without them, and they'll buckle in too.
Well, they're going to have to do something because the salaries are just getting enormously out of control.
But the owners, they are, but the owners opted out. The owners said, the amount we're giving the players now is too much. We want to reduce it.
Well, of course they do.
So the players wanted to keep going. The owners said, we're giving you too much.
Remember when I played, the players got about 10% of the revenue.
Now it's half.
No, it's not.
There's a billion goes.
68% goes to the players now. That's what I hear. Is that correct? About 68%?
The thing they're not taking into account is, though, the first billion collected gets split among the owners, and then they start. So it's not a true 68%.
Okay. All right.
So it's more like half. So they're not giving all the 68%. The owners say, okay, the first billion comes to us, and then we start the revenue sharing.
Hmm. All I know is that you get these owners like Jerry Jones down in Dallas that builds these metropolis stadiums that got the TV cam screen is what, 80 yards long?
But right? he paid 20, for all that himself,
from
though.
20 to 20, so he financed the whole deal. But I hear you can't go to a Cowboys game unless you bring your house title and your car mortgage and all that. It's ridiculous.
The Bears did the same thing with those PSLs. Look how much money they generate off that. And just the face value in some of those tickets is like $200 a game.
Do you think they'll ever come to a point, though, David, to where you just got to say, time out. How much money can we keep paying these guys? I know it's a form of entertainment. You take a look at these actors out there, you know, whether it's an Adam Chandler movie or whatever. I mean, you know, he's making, what, $5-7 million a movie?
Adam Sandler. Adam Chandler, you're watching...
Adam Sandler.
I think watching, what's that show with... Susan Lucci. All My Children.
All My Children, huh?
Adam Chandler's on there, Robin.
Is that where he is?
I know, from my days in college with the girls all going around the TV watching it.
Oh, hey, I just want to bring this one up. And I, you know, of course, you know, my wife likes to turn on that, right after the 6:30 hour, from 6:30 to 7, you know, instead of watching, Hollywood or the,
Entertainment Tonight.
The Entertainment Tonight And I'm trying to think of the most famous game show, Wheel of Fortune, of course. Well, what's with Sandra Bullock? Did you hear the story,
With her and Jesse James?
This Jesse James guy ought to shoot himself. What a frickin' idiot.
He's got the tiger disease.
He's got the most beautiful woman in the world, in my opinion. I love Sandra Bullock. I think she's hot. She's a great actress. I love her in The Blind Side. And then this tattoo maniac brings in another tattoo idiot, and then they're having sex in his garage.
Wasn't she an adult film star too?
Absolutely. Maybe he likes that stuff. Who knows? But I mean, it just when I heard that, a couple days ago, they broke the news, and I don't know, infidelity. I mean, yeah, you know, it happens, you know, but so forth. But boy, when you're a star, boy, you got to be careful. You got to be so careful. And you know, that just twisted me the wrong way.
You really think Romanowski's pills actually helped Tiger's golf game?
Well, I don't know. Said he's got the focus power. It could. You know what? What we need to do is I'm going to go online. If he's going to give me, well, first he should give me some free samples for all this publicity we gave him. But I'll order something, see how I react. And you know, I'm one of these guys. I've got a great wife that takes great care. You know, I got the two boys at home, and they eat well, and she makes sure that the vegetables and all the, you know, yeah, see this drink she makes for him in the morning, man. She's putting in spinach and celery and it's good stuff.
Reminds me of Rocky with the raw eggs drinking before he goes to work out.
Preston does that too. Yeah. He
aren't you a freaking E. coli
eggs.
Or something like that?
Yeah, who knows? As long as you keep them refrigerated, you're okay. You know? But anyway, hey, let's do this. Let's take a short break. And then what we're going to do is we're going to bring on one of my leaders down in the Houston area, Phil Jeffers. No, he's not related to Randy Jeffers, the founder of Liberty International and Wild Mobile, of course. But, hey, if you want to call in, it's 888-463-6748. We'll be back in a flash.
Let the revolution begin. Hi, Robin Earl here. As part of the Barely Legal family, you have heard me speak many times about WOW Mobile and how it is changing people's lives. Like any great championship team, Liberty International is dedicated to fulfill the promises and dreams we set out to achieve. Well, let me tell you something. The beta testing is over and done, folks. As of December 4, 2009, Liberty has now successfully launched a feat that no other cell phone company in the world has ever done. What makes WOW Mobile different? Well, listen and pay attention. By joining Liberty's WOW phone service, you now have access to the Unlimited Everything plan. Unlimited calling anywhere in the U.S. and Puerto Rico. Unlimited internet. Unlimited text. Unlimited emails. Unlimited data transfer. You name it, it's unlimited. The cost per month, only $89.95, and that's with all taxes included. Take a detailed look at your cell phone bill. You are paying an additional 20 to 25% in taxes. Now consider this. Liberty's G1 and G2 MyTouch phones can tether to your laptop. Wow, a mobile phone that is a Wi-Fi hotspot. How much are you paying for your air cards? $50, $60, $70 extra dollars a month? With WOW Mobile, you can trash that air card. And of course, you can keep your current cell phone number, and there are no credit checks or contracts to sign. But I haven't mentioned the best part yet. When you sign on to Liberty's WOW Mobile Cellular and tell three friends about this wonderful service and they sign on, your monthly cost of $89.95 is now absolutely free. Can you imagine no more cell phone bill? How much will you save in a year? And if you're like me and build a Liberty team through your referrals, a very substantial check arrives in the mailbox each and every week like clockwork.
WOW Mobile now provides SIM cards for all GSM unlocked phones. You have three calling plans to choose from, as little as $59.95 a month. All you have to do is take your current iPhone, BlackBerry, or smartphone, insert a WOW SIM card, and now you're on the WOW Mobile network. Want to know more? Call me, Robin Earl. My WOW number is 847-881-1970. Again, that's 847-881-1970. Or visit my website, wowrobinearl.com. Look forward to hearing from you.